that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got a year. Wow, I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg and a little James Brown to get your morning started out this morning.
Always a good way to start the morning. A little James Brown. I do feel good. Always a pleasure to be up here in the studio with you, Meg. Thanks again for having me on today.
Okay, hang on 1 second here.
Sure, sure. Just a little encore presentation this morning. No worries. Okay. We're making moves at the radio station this morning, changing spots. Meg's helping me out as best she can over here. We'll get this thing figured out in just a second.
Yeah, hang on one just a second here. There we go.
All right. We're back.
We're back. I hope everybody can hear us okay.
All right. Well, okay. Like Meg said, my name's Dr. Ben McMillan. I am a chiropractor and the owner of the Neal Clinic located over on Creighton Road. We're right across the street from the Walmart. I'm here this morning to talk about how chiropractic healthcare can impact your life, what we can do to help you. But my favorite part of doing these shows is always when you guys interact on the show. If there's ever anything that you've always wanted to ask a chiropractor, now's your chance. I want you to text in all those questions you've always wanted an answer to. Send those in to Meg and I, and I'll get to as many of those as I can before I have to get out of here this morning. What's the phone number they send those to?
That number is 850-437-1620. And if you heard, we always want to say right up front that all the opinions on this show are that of our sponsor, and our sponsor this half hour is Neal Clinic.
Yes.
Sorry about
that. A lot of my opinions coming your way. No problem. So this morning, I wanted to talk about a question that I really hadn't encountered in the clinic before. There was a patient in last week that was on a work contract from Europe, and he had never been to a chiropractor in America, but between the flight, some new working positions, was having some back pain. And he said that he looked up chiropractic care. Somebody had told him about it, and he said he saw something about it called alternative medicine, and he wanted to know why, he found this alternative medicine in terms of chiropractic care. That's one thing I want to get to this morning. The other one kind of relates to what he had going on is everyday spine health, stuff you can do every day to help increase the health of your spine. These are easy wins that you can do, stuff that you can do every day at work, at home, even some things while driving to do that will help increase the health of your spine. So let's get into it. He asked, what is this alternative medicine? Why would chiropractic care be termed alternative medicine when I searched it online? This is an antiquated term for chiropractic care. Chiropractic was founded, I'm using air quotes, founded in 1895. But that was the point in which, the practice was systemized into this formal education and curriculum in practice. But there are many historical examples all throughout history of different chiropractics and all sorts of different cultures. There's records from ancient China that describe spinal manipulation techniques. Hippocrates, the father of medicine, right? The Hippocratic Oath from ancient Greece. He also had described some methods of adjusting the spine and joints to help alleviate some of these conditions. And there's tons of other examples prior to that 1895 date, but that's the date that in America, we have this formal education foundation that was established in the U.S. So that's the date that we say it was, quote, founded. And sometimes different websites will list chiropractic care as alternative medicine because years ago, anything outside of that traditional medical model was considered alternative. But today, chiropractic medicine has grown into this licensed, regulated healthcare profession used by millions of people every year. It's become much more scientific, much more evidence-based than it was over 100 years ago during its foundation. Chiropractic healthcare is this non-invasive model. It's a natural part of healthcare that actually works alongside the traditional medical model to help people live pain-free without unnecessary drugs and medications that have a whole laundry list of side effects, or these invasive surgeries that, again, are going to have side effects. They're very expensive, very painful operations. There's a time and a place for those. There are some patients that I cannot help with chiropractic care. They're beyond the scope of what we could help with. And those patients probably do need surgeries, and I will refer them to surgeries if that's what they need. You know, I have to do that on a, you know, not a regular basis, but occasionally I have to send patients to the surgical centers, to those orthopedic or neurosurgeons. But there are so many people that can be helped with chiropractic care before they ever have to get those operations. And that's what I really love, is getting those patients out of pain without them having to take the medications or go get those big surgeries, all because they were complaining of back pain. And I frequently receive referrals from medical doctors to help those patients that come into their primary care office or that have been referred to an orthopedic surgeon's office. And they say, look, you're not really a candidate for back surgery. Or, you know, there's some medications you could take, but why don't you try and go see a chiropractor? And they send referrals to my office on a weekly basis. We get these things from the primary care, from the emergency room, from the orthopedic surgeons. These doctors know the benefits from chiropractic care and that their patients probably don't need a surgery right now. And maybe they don't want to have to take those pain medications to continually mask the symptoms of their condition, but they really want to get to the root cause and fix that root cause of their problem in their spine or neck or knee, whatever the joint is that's being affected. That's the model of chiropractic care. It's holistic health that is designed to use your body's natural healing mechanisms to get you feeling better. And like I said, it's not just those primary care doctors that refer patients with like an achy back or neck pain and headaches. We get people from the emergency room that have been in these car accidents and they do these scans. You go in and you get a CT scan. They want to make sure you haven't broken any bones, that you don't have any internal bleeding in your brain where you might have a stroke, but you're still in significant pain. And again, because these doctors know that these physical injuries sustained to the neck and the back, even during some of those low speed impacts, you know, that can lead to lasting damage if not treated properly. I talk about that degenerative spiral, that downward degenerative change that happens over time. If you don't treat these injuries on a timely basis, if you don't get that care within the right time frame, this stuff can get worse and worse over time and eventually potentially lead down the road to one of those operations or to those surgeries if you don't get that stuff treated. And that's why we get all these referrals from these doctors, is because they know the impact that chiropractic care can have on these patients' life. You know, nowadays, chiropractic care really works hand in hand with that traditional medical model. Again, sometimes I do have to refer patients for surgeries. Maybe sometimes the pain in your knee or the pain in your back is from an infection, and there's nothing that chiropractic care is going to do to treat that infection. You need some antibiotics. Maybe you need an injection of some sort of medication. There are cases that I see that are not chiropractic issues, and that's why we spend the time in that exam room so I can really assess what your symptoms are, how this began, how it's progressed, because it gives me an opportunity to determine if your case is a chiropractic case that I can help you with, or to determine what type of doctor I may need to refer you to if your case is not a chiropractic case.
Now, Dr. Ben, I do have a text that came in here on Pep Talk, and if you've got a comment for him, 850-437-1620. This is a little bit on the lighter side, I have to say, so we're going to add a little levity to the conversation this morning. This has to do, it's kind of coming directly from the golf course.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
This particular listener says, I don't have the name, says, I have the problem where I keep hitting the golf ball farther than a godbrother mullet. I think I may have a light rotator clip with lots of smiley faces afterwards. Need to see you on the course, Ben. It's been a while. Do you know who that is?
potentially, yeah, yeah. Love to get back out there on the golf course as soon as I can.
So I've heard quite a few golfers over the years say, I need to see my chiropractor about this. My swing is off today.
Yeah, absolutely. Good golfing family over there.
There you go.
And again, everybody, you know, we use the term athlete a lot of times, and sport is something that is really variable. For this patient, particular patient, golf, right? He's out there getting after his godson. Mm-hmm. And everybody does some sort of, and again, I'm using the air quotes, athletic maneuvers, whether that's getting up and sitting down out of a chair, bending down to pick up your grandkids, yard work, right? All of these are different endeavors that can cause different aches, pains, joint conditions. Golfing, we need a lot of rotation in the hips, the shoulders, you know, the lower back gets a lot of strain on it through that golf swing motion, especially when you're trying to outdrive everybody out there on the tee box. That's a big one that I see. You know, I wish I had more opportunities to get out there and play some golf.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the chiropractic care is one of those things that, again, we can increase that range of motion. We can make sure that the joints are moving well, because it's a lot of, you know, if you're a right-handed golfer, we're doing a lot of that hard torquing from that right side to the left side over and over again. So trying to use some massage therapy techniques, or getting that ice pack on your back after a round if the back is achy. This patient was talking about his shoulder pain. You know, making sure that we're doing a good warm-up is one thing that I really recommend to patients. You know, don't just hop out of the car, go straight to that first tee box and start ripping away. If you can spend even a few minutes, you know, stretching, getting the body, telling it to kind of warm up, hey, we're going to go do this athletic endeavor. You know, some people may look at golf and say, that's not really a big sport that you need to stretch. Yeah, there's a lot of movement involved in golf that can take a toll on your body over time.
Especially the shoulders with the swing and hips and your back, all of it. But any of the sports, even pickleball can have its moments.
Pickleball has a surprising amount of injuries from pickleball over the last probably year or two since it's gained popularity. I mean, people moving backwards. I've seen a lot of people fall, kind of stumble.
Yeah.
You know, you're landing on that pavement. Falls are another big source of, hey, I fell. I probably don't need to go to the emergency room. My primary care doctor can't get me in for a few weeks, but I hurt. Like, what else can I be doing?
Mm-hmm.
Step one from my clinic is always use those ice packs. Everybody that's been to my clinic knows I'm a big believer in using these ice packs. I send every one of my new patients home with one. We've got the best ice packs you'll find. They're clay on the inside, they're fabric on the outside, but that really helps start to reduce that inflammation anywhere that's sore. You know, put those things on 10 to 15 minutes on, at least 30 minutes off. That's going to help to reduce that local inflammation, again, anywhere that you've fallen. Sometimes people fall and I'm a little concerned, maybe they do have a fracture. Maybe they're, you know, they have a bone density issue with osteoporosis or osteopenia. And that's a scenario where, yeah, you might be going to go get an x-ray first so I can just rule out that you haven't broken anything. I do that occasionally, but most of the time it's people that are still moving. It's just their back is very sore. Things kind of moved or kind of shifted around with that fall. And it just takes some adjusting to try and get them back into alignment so they can go back to playing pickleball. Another advancement that, especially with these falls that I want to talk about in chiropractic care, was that development of instrument-assisted adjusting techniques to help deliver those spinal manipulations. At the Neal Clinic, I use the activator every single day on my patients to treat those spinal misalignments. What the activator does is it provides me with another tool to help patients that either can't be treated by those manual style of manipulations, or they can't be adjusted because maybe something like a previous spinal surgery, or because they do have osteoporosis, or some people just don't like having their backs or necks popped or cracked, especially those patients that maybe did just have a pretty significant fall, or maybe they did just come out of a pretty severe car accident. You're not really looking to have that high velocity torquing move on your back or your neck. And these patients love the activator because of the relief they get. And it's, again, it's a very gentle, effective way to get that joint movement that they need without the traditional bending and twisting that's required for the manual manipulations. You know, I saw a patient about a month ago that had to get extracted out of her car from those jaws of life. Her car flipped over several times, and she really couldn't move all that well. Again, this was a patient that definitely was very concerned about going to the chiropractor because she was concerned about having her back popped. And I said, listen, you know, we don't have to do that. There's different ways that we can adjust your back to get some of that motion back, but it would be a really good thing to help restore that in this timely manner. And she was very thankful. I mean, the relief on her face when she sat down and realized, okay, this is something new. I kind of show her the instrument. Very gentle, very comfortable way to go through that. Another thing we use in the clinic on a daily basis is this class 4 laser. I use this in combination with the chiropractic adjustments because of how much relief patients get with their symptoms from things like disc herniations or pinched nerves. And again, this is without having to take all those medications, which come with this huge list of side effects. I had a patient in yesterday that he's having some neck pain, and he said, you know, I'm not sure what it is, but I think it's a pinched nerve or something because I'm getting pain down my arm. And sometimes that's a little confusing for people because occasionally they're not even getting any pain in their neck. It's just symptoms down their arm. It's just numbness or tingling, or maybe they're getting a burning sensation in their hand. And they say, you know, I don't know what's causing this, but maybe it's a nerve. And I say, you know, you're absolutely correct. The nerves in your neck travel all the way down your arm and into your hands. And if you're having a disc that's pressing on one of those nerve roots, or pressing on the spinal cord, reducing that inflammation around that nerve that's really irritated is one of the best things we can do to treat those things. And that's exactly what this class 4 laser does. It stimulates healing at a cellular level. It's going to reduce local inflammation by bringing in some blood flow. And it's also going to help reduce pain by producing something called those enkephalins, those endorphins. Your body's natural pain relievers is really what this thing does. And it's an incredible tool.
Got a question here for you, doctor. We have a listener that's asking, the word laser is a little scary to me. How does this work exactly?
Yeah, when we start talking about the different therapies, when I'm back in the consultation room, what the other therapy we use is an interferential therapy. It's an electric stimulation therapy. And so if we start talking about electric stimulation, lasers, everybody gets a little nervous.
It's just, you have none images of the James Bond movies, right?
None of this stuff hurts. Some people have heard of red light therapy recently, right? Mm-hmm. Especially a lot of females have heard of it. Those masks that they're producing now, you kind of wear this red light mask. There's these pads that are gaining popularity where you just kind of stand in front of this pad that has some red lights on it. What the scientists have discovered is that there's several different wavelengths of light that will elicit different effects in our body. You know, most of us are familiar with some form of this, right? If your doctor says you're deficient in vitamin D, you need to get some more vitamin D. One thing you could do is go outside. You wouldn't go outside during the nighttime. You'd have to be exposed to sunlight, right? Our body converts the light energy from the sun into a chemical reaction to produce vitamin D. That's something a lot of people have heard of in the past, right? Mm-hmm. We can produce vitamin D if we're exposed to sunlight. Well, that concept is kind of the same thing that this laser does. There's very specific wavelengths of light, right? Lights on this spectrum, the Roy G. Biv, right? It can come in different colors. And those colors are because the light is actually a different speed. So with this ability to separate out very specific wavelengths of light, they've been able to test what do these do to our body. So the laser that we use at the Neo Clinic uses 4 very specific wavelengths of light. The first one stimulates something in your cell called the mitochondria. That's some, you know, you might remember that word from high school biology, right? That's the powerhouse of the cell. It's what produces energy for all of the cells in our body. And what that wavelength of light does is it stimulates that mitochondria to produce more ATP. And again, that's what all cells are going to use for energy. So we're telling the body in the area we're applying that laser therapy to speed up cellular metabolism, to speed up healing. If we've got an injured nerve that needs to heal, we're going to speed that up by producing more energy for that nerve. The same thing with a ligament or a muscle. It works so well on so many different conditions because of this way that it's designed to work. There's another wavelength of light that they found is going to increase local blood flow. And one of the things that that's going to do is it's going to bring more oxygen to the area. Hemoglobin, that blood cell, that red blood cell molecule, is what carries oxygen around our body. One of the third wavelengths of light helps that oxygen dissociate from those hemoglobin molecules at a faster rate. That's really important because for the mitochondria to produce more ATP, there's this big chemical reaction that has to happen. But one of the things that it requires is oxygen. So if you're trying to stimulate this thing to produce more energy, but you don't have enough blood circulation and you don't have enough oxygen, it's just not going to work. So that's why they work really well in combination with each other, because the mitochondria is ramping up production of energy. It requires more oxygen, so we're bringing the blood flow there. We're telling that hemoglobin molecule to release the oxygen. So now we've given that mitochondria all the tools it needs. And the fourth wavelength of light, again, is going to help release some of those natural pain relievers in our body, those endorphins, those enkephalins. Those are things that your body produces as a natural way to alleviate pain. And that's why, again, the laser can work on so many different things, because it's using our body's natural healing mechanisms. It's not some new foreign medication. We're not, you know, creating something that your body is exogenous, you know, molecule. This is stuff that your body produces already and the processes that it already does. But it's stimulating that to work at a faster rate. So we really increase the heat, the speed that you heal. There's no side effects with this thing like there would be for medications. You know, things like ibuprofen and Advil, Tylenol, those medications you can't take for that long. They're very taxing to the lining in our stomach, to our kidneys, to our liver. You shouldn't just be waking up and taking those every 4 hours for months at a time. The laser, the biggest side effect is we can't leave it in the same spot for too long. The biggest difference from some of those home units that we talked about, like the face mask or those pads that you just kind of stand in front of, you could buy some of those off of Amazon. They're not as strong as the medical grade lasers that you have to have a license for. We have to register this thing with the state. It's because of the power behind the laser. There's a certain amount of wattage that's required for the penetration depth of the laser to get deep enough to get to those nerves, to get to some of those joints. You know, the nerves in your lower back are relatively deep compared to the penetration depth of one of those home units that are just LED lights, that there is some effect in the healing response with those things, but they just don't get deep enough like the class 4 lasers. There's different classes of lasers. Again, some of the class 1 laser would be like your laser pointer that you see, or maybe the barcodes that you scan at the grocery store.
I've
you see that little red thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a form of laser. The class 2 lasers are the type that, you know, you're not allowed to point at an airplane. They're those bright green ones. It's a little more powerful. It goes a little farther, right? The class 3 lasers have some therapeutic benefit. That's the stuff that you can buy at home. The class 4 lasers are heavily regulated. You have to have some sort of license to purchase these things. There's very specific requirements. You have to wear these really expensive glasses because it can damage your eyes if we shine it in your eye. We don't do any of that stuff at the Neil. We're not burning people's eyes or their skin with these things. There's a pretty regulated process that we have with them, but it's a really incredible therapy. You know, they use these things a lot of times in sports injury clinics. All the NFL teams, all the NBA teams, because of how much they help with these musculoskeletal injuries. Again, it's not the injections that they have to get, that you can't use an injection every single day. You can use this laser therapy on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have those compounding adverse effects like the injections or medications.
So if someone was interested in that and they're listening this morning, can you tell us where you're located and how they can reach out and make an appointment?
Absolutely, yeah. We're at the Neil Clinic. We're on 9th Avenue, right across the street from that Walmart. You can give us a call at 850-479-2700. Tell Janet that Dr. McMillan told you to call and schedule your consultation. And you and I will sit down and we'll talk about, you know, how can the laser therapy help you? Is it something that I would recommend? What does it do? People have a lot of questions about this stuff because most people haven't heard of it before. It's a relatively new technology and they're pretty expensive, so you don't see them a lot. You can also go online at neilclinic.com, neilclinic.com. You can schedule your appointment there, fill out all the new patient paperwork online, put your insurance information. It's a little easier than having to fill out a stack full of forms like you do at every doctor's office. I always like to try and get that stuff done ahead of time for anything I have to go do. It does help.
It's very convenient to do it that way, for
sure. Absolutely. Yeah, and again, that's what we do at the Neil Clinic, is we kind of always like to combine the newest technology, different techniques, to give our patients different options to help them recover. I'm a big research nerd. I love reading into the literature, the scientific literature with this stuff, and I'm going to continue to stay on the forefront of that because I think it's really important to offer our patients different options. And if there's anything out there that we can do to help them heal faster, that's the stuff that I like to bring into the clinic. That's why I'm so happy that I was able to get one of those class 4 lasers in the clinic, because of how quickly they work and how effective they are at helping our patients heal. Same thing with the activator. It's just another option to the traditional manual adjusting that, again, some of our patients can't even have the manual adjusting because of those surgeries, because maybe they have osteoporosis or osteopenia. And that's why, you know, again, we continue to use those things at the clinic on a daily basis. Well, I want to say thank you again for having me on. It's always a pleasure coming up here at the radio station. Again, my name is Dr. Ben McMillan of the Neil Clinic. If you want my opinion on if chiropractic care can help your condition, give us a call, 850-479-2700 or neilclinic.com, neilclinic.com.
Thank you, Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neil Clinic. Always informative. I always learn so much from you. Thank you so much for all you do for your patients and for our community. We appreciate you.
You're welcome.
All right. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We will be back in just a few minutes after the news on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.